The U.S. dollar weakened overnight after President Trump attempted to fire Federal Reserve Governor Cook for alleged mortgage fraud, a move she contested, vowing to continue her duties. This political interference raises concerns about the Fed's independence, unsettling foreign investors, and pushing U.S. long-term yields higher amid fears of inflation and rising short-term rates. Meanwhile, Fed Williams suggested the neutral interest rate remains close to pre-COVID levels. In France, political uncertainty grows as Prime Minister Bayrou faces a challenging vote of confidence on fiscal austerity, with opposition parties holding a majority. In Australia, the RBA signaled potential rate cuts next year, emphasizing data-driven decisions. On trade, President Trump threatened new tariffs and tech export restrictions in response to digital taxes, while U.S.-China trade talks may resume. Today's U.S. data includes durable goods, house prices, and consumer confidence, while the Bank of England's man may comment on rising U.K. food prices. That's all for now.